Then let's go straight to Marvin Lewis. What's it like working with him? How hard do you work? How do you compare it with Marty Schottenheimer?
They're about exactly the same. He's really, I mean, two guys, from both of them from Western Pennsylvania, both of them from McDonald, Pennsylvania. Both of them, you know, grew up with that work ethic, and we all grew up in the same area. And so when you come to work, you better come, bring your lunch pail, and be ready to work. And I think that has been instilled into our football team, though, too. It reflects our head coach and how we're going to go about our work and the things we're going to do to get better every game. And, you know, right now we lost the last two games, but, you know, we have an opportunity still to do some things. And the most important thing we have to do is beat the Steelers. And Marvin is making sure that our players and our team understand that. And our coach.
Jonathan, how tough was it to lose that game when you came back, Carson Palmer, one more great comeback? You're looking like you're going to overtime. How tough was that for the team?
It was a tough loss. It's one of those losses that, you know, it really sticks on you and sticks to you for a while. But the thing that we have to do, and we had to do this week, is go forward. We have to move on. Just as you well know, Nick, Marty was probably worse when we won and better when we lost. And Marvin is very similar. You know, when you win, everything's good and dandy. So you have to find the bad things and pick people apart. But when you lose, you know you got to get over it because the season goes so quickly. And we were always in contention in Kansas City, and the same thing here. So, you know, we had to come back, be ready, upbeat, set our game plan on Tuesday, and then our players came back on Wednesday. They had Christmas Day off and allowed them to enjoy themselves and their families and friends and all those things. But when they came back yesterday, we had a good, crisp practice, and it was very up-tempo, and Marvin sets the pace for that.